I must say there's been kind of a theme that I've noticed today in the meetings, and it's been about encouragement, about belief, and decisions. We all have decisions that we have to make. Yes, even I do too. So this last hymn was kind of nice because it said, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I don't know when the last time I've spoken in front of this many people, so here we go. If we could turn our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 41. Jeremiah chapter 41, and I'm going to be reading quite a few verses here, so bear with me. There's a few points I'd like to make. Chapter 41, verse 11. But when Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, heard of all the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. And it came to pass that when all the people which were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah cast about and returned and went unto Johanan, the son of Kareah. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men, and went to the Ammonites. Then took Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people, whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah. After that he had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, even mighty men of war, and the women, and the children, and the eunuchs, whom he had brought again from Gibeon. And they departed, and dwelt in the habitation of Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor in the land. So I just wanted to make a quick point here concerning this. There was one, Johanan, who had really rescued some captives. So he was, if you were to call it today, he was the hero. So he had gained people's confidence. So they were confident in this man. But notice that it says they turned themselves to go or enter into Egypt. So here comes the next chapter, which is where we all should be going. But there's an attitude that is expressed in the previous chapter, that in this chapter, chapter 41, that gives us an indication of where their hearts lied, where their hearts were. Then all the captains in chapter 42 of the forces, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all of Jezaniah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let, we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant. For we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. So one other note is that in the first verse it says, the least to the greatest, they came near. He had their attention. And they came to Jeremiah in verse 3, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto him, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you, I will keep nothing back from you. So here we have just a key word in verse 3. What did the people say unto Jeremiah? They didn't say, the Lord our God. They said, the Lord thy God. And so Jeremiah said, I will hold nothing back from you, from what the Lord answers me. In verse 5, then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be true, a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us, whether it be for good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And it came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him, if ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show you mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. Well, this portion here that is really the answer of Jeremiah unto the people, what a promise that is. He said, the Lord told Jeremiah to tell them that he would bless them. I will plant you. I will not pluck you up. If you abide in this land, I will build you. They were worried about being, shall we say, conquered from the enemy. Who was it? But it was Ishmael. And where did he go? The Ammonites. Grave danger, so to speak, of the children of Israel. So they were afraid. But they had confidence in Jehohanan. Let's continue. Verse 13, but if ye say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. Now therefore hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt, and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword, which ye feared, shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine, whereof ye were afraid, shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. And none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury hath been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. And ye shall see this place no more. So that was what was going to happen to them if they did not listen, if they did not hearken to what the Lord wanted them to do. He wanted them to not go into Egypt. And so there were consequences if they did go into Egypt. Verse 19, the Lord hath said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt, Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he hath sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and the place whither ye desire to go and to sojourn. So what is that saying? What is that telling us? But the people in Jehohanan, they came to Jeremiah not with a heart willing to know what the will of God was for them, because we're told in the previous chapter that they had already set their hearts to go into Egypt. They had already made their choice. How often do we make a choice and then go and say to the Lord, well, just let me do this one thing and we'll be okay? Or do we say, well, I'd like to do this, and then we pray about it, looking for the Lord's will when we've already made up our minds? I know I have many times, and the Lord has to speak to me about my ways, about how I decide things, about my actions. For when we get into college, for some of you it's the workforce, some of you are already in the workforce, but people look at us, they take note, and they watch us. They watch us very closely, and they can tell, without us ever saying a word, that we're Christians. And they watch us to see if we act like it. This is, as you, just so you know, speaking to myself too. And so we make decisions. They're important decisions. And how does the Lord want us to come to Him? But with an open heart. He wants us to seek His will. For what did He tell them? But He said, in verse 10 of chapter 42, if ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. What a promise that is, to be built up, not only in encouragement and strength, but in fellowship and in communion, not only with those of like precious faith, but with the Lord Himself, with God, to be built up, to not be pulled down, to be encouraged instead of discouraged. We all like to be encouraged. Everyone does. And so I'm thankful to see each and every one of you here this evening. It's an encouragement to me to see young faces and to be rejoicing and praising the Lord. I enjoy it, but more importantly, God does. He takes note of that. What does it say in verse 11? Be not afraid of the king of Babylon. The king of Babylon, let's say that those are our worst fears. The children of Israel had fears of the king of Babylon. They had fears of Ishmael coming back because he went to the Ammonites. So those fears, what does the Lord tell them through Jeremiah? Be not afraid. Don't be afraid. Those tough decisions, we'll work them out. He's done it multiple times for me. I can look back through The time that I've graduated college 10 years ago, that's hard to believe, by the way. But when I first got out of college, I got, it was a terrible time to get a job, actually, but I did get one, and I moved. I moved out to Iowa here. I started out doing some basic design work, and I moved over to a plant in manufacturing. It was interesting. The situation there was not the greatest, I would say, but it was interesting. It was certainly a learning time in my life. It was actually a very tough time. How did I get through it? I carried a Bible, a New Testament, actually it was the Old Testament too, in my car. Whenever we would have a break, I'd run out to my car and read the Bible. Psalms was a great book. And never said this publicly, but then I got fired. Or let go is the politically correct term. Well, that was a learning experience. And to this day, I can look back on that and see how it's been so beneficial to what I do now. Even when things were, shall we say, kind of rocky, the Lord has always been there. He's never left. Who was it that left but me? The circumstances that come into our lives are there for a purpose. They're to mold us and to shape us as His vessel. And so, when we come to the Lord in prayer to seek His will, He is going to show it. Sometimes it's very subtle. It's just a little nudge here or a little nudge there. It's an indication, and sometimes the Lord uses circumstances or just a waiting period. The Lord works in many different ways. And for each one, it's unique. But when the Lord speaks to us, we know. We know when He speaks to us. And the direction that He speaks to us in, we know that too. And so we can take that and we can just give it to Him in His hands, and He will take us step by step. And He will bless us. And He will show us the way that we should go. We just have to commit it into His hand and then act upon it. So I just wanted to hopefully encourage all of you young people about these things, decisions. There's many decisions before us. And so hopefully this will help. It's been an encouragement to me, and it actually has been on my heart for the past week. So I just thought share some of these things.